so good about it. I got laid this weekend. It was fantastic.
On 1340 WKGN.
How was yours?
Mine was good. A lot of yard work. I got a grill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's basically the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I got a grill.
Did you get to use it?
Yep.
Hour three kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Pick your Valentine up some Truly this weekend. And you will be the best Valentine she's ever had. Or he. Or they. Or them. Zay. Z.
It.
Sure. Hour three headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
The Minnesota Wild fired coach Bruce Boudreau, despite a playoff surge in the NHL. Felt like it was time to mix in an NHL headline.
Okay.
This was big news today. As GM Bill Guerin fired Boudreau on Friday today, ending his four-season stint with the organization. So the Minnesota Wild going to be looking for a new coach. Is there a headline you've ever cared less about?
There have been, but this one ranks very, very low. Yeah. I really care very, very little about this
one. Same here.
Actually,
pal.
This might be the least I care about one.
That's what I was wondering.
Minnesota Wild register at the very, very bottom of my sports interest level.
Yeah, this is not even a big hockey team.
Yeah, like hockey is probably going to be last every time. Like hockey, I don't really care anything about hockey. Preds move the needle a little bit for me. Outside of that, I don't know of what other thing that can make headlines that I would care about less.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, this might be it. This might be the bottom.
That's kind of what I was shooting for there.
Okay, so you succeeded. Congratulations.
So good. Good deal. Well, how about this
one? Hold on, hit the horn. Woo, 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 woo! Sung Kang moves to the top of the leaderboard. 5-under today.
That's not breaking news.
The South Korean takeover continues. Sung Kang.
Again in headlines.
-5. 5-under on the day.
It's not breaking news.
It's the week of Koreans. Kind of important.
You know what else is important?
What?
January 2020 was the hottest January in recorded history.
Oh no.
According to the NOAA.
Oh no.
The National Center for Environmental Information.
That's no good.
Earth's four hottest Januaries have all occurred since 2016.
So 4 years in a row we have broken the record each year?
Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but we've broken the record all 4 years.
The four hottest Januaries in Earth's history have all occurred since 2016. So, yeah, it's been unseasonably warm for January.
Okay.
So, take with that what you will. If you want, I think it's a hoax. It's up to you. A Northern Iowa student lost out on $8,000 in prize money due to unclear half-court shot contest rules. Have you seen this story?
I have not.
So there's a student at the University of Northern Iowa. He had his prize money reduced from $10,000 to $2,000 after some unclear rules determined that the half-court shot he made went in after time on the clock had expired.
The ball went in after the clock expired? What about his release? Did the release happen before the clock went out?
Well, that's where the
is that the confusion, because he beat the buzzer, but the clock, they're like, hey, wait, the buzzer had already gone off, because that's pretty bad of the school,
yeah,
or whoever's trying to claim that technicality. Everyone knows in basketball, if you get the shot off prior to the buzzer, it counts. Mm-hmm. You get the time for the ball to go through the air. Is that what they're claiming? Is that the issue here?
Well, let's work through it. So he was part of a halftime promotion. You see this happen often. He had to hit a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. Got the first three out of the way, took his half-court shots, and received great cheers.
Yeah.
Loud cheers from the crowd.
Woo!
And the crowd then began booing when the promoter announced that the half-court shot was hit after time had elapsed.
I mean, come on.
The confusion seems to come from the fact the announcer held his call for the student to throw the ball a bit longer than they should have, seemingly implying that he had gotten his shot off in time. It also probably didn't help that the shot clock kept the 30 seconds on it. causing some to believe that's how long he had.
Wait, what? So the clock was even running?
I guess not.
What the hell is going on here?
That's a scam.
So he completed the $10,000. UNI Athletics, Northern Iowa Athletics, said he completed the $10,000 shot in 27 seconds. Unfortunately, the insurance rules are it must be completed in 24 seconds with no rebound help.
Well, I mean, if that's the rule is 24 seconds. So is it saying that the shot, it's not an issue of the ball was in the air for too long?
No, there's a 3 second difference. Apparently, they just...
They kept it on like a stopwatch?
Whoever was giving him the ball, the promoter guy, I guess mistimed it or wasn't paying attention or, you know, turns out he got longer than he should have gotten.
I mean, the insurance people are going to fight them on this though, right? And not allow them to get out that extra $8,000. So they gave him $2,000 as like a settlement or what?
No, well.
Because you said he got $2,000 of the $10,000, right?
He got $2,000, so the school's athletics department gave him $2,000, some team gear, and tickets to the MVC tournament. Which,
is that the Mountain Valley Conference tournament?
I'm sure that'll be a great trip. I mean, $2,000 and some team gear, I guess. And I don't know. Who would want Northern Iowa team gear, though?
Somebody who's a Northern Iowa fan?
I'd say just give me forget the tickets and the team gear and just give me $3,000. What I would have said. So I guess they worked something out with him.
Okay.
Apparently there was another girl who made a half-court shot and it won burritos for 25 fans, and she got a Pancheros t-shirt.
Any other headlines?
Yeah. The Nationals' Kurt Suzuki says the Astros were still cheating during the 2019 World Series. So that they had not stopped cheating by the time they played the Nationals.
Well, I mean, they hadn't stopped cheating, and we knew it at the time. Because, like, remember Steven Strasburg? He got rocked, like, the first inning of the game, and then he came out and was like, basically, like, we made an adjustment. They knew our pitches, and then he shut them down, like, over the next, like, six or seven innings, however long he pitched. Like, he was awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw Cody Bellinger didn't. He went after him. He didn't mince words. He said he called Jim Crane weak. He said Altuve stole an MVP, the Astros stole a World Series, and he believes they cheated in 17, 18, and 19.
I would say that's pretty accurate. Aaron Judge, they talked about him, he got an MVP stolen from him, which I don't know how much. I mean, you would think he would care about that. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's something to point out, too.
What a shame.
It really is.
It is. I mean, whatever happened to just integrity in baseball?
Nowhere to be found.
You'd think it's the one spot you'd have it. Apparently not.
Guess not.
A new planet has been discovered.
Okay.
Researchers have located a baby giant exoplanet orbiting a young star just 330 light years from here, making it the closest of its kind to us.
Okay.
It's a newborn giant planet.
Okay.
You like planets?
Not particularly.
You're not a big planet guy?
Not particularly.
You didn't get into space when you were studying in school?
No, not really.
Really?
It's just space.
It's just space?
It's just space. Were you big into space?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have named all the planets. Then they took Pluto away from us.
And it's really just confused me ever since then. I don't know if I can name all 9 planets anymore. I'm getting so dumb. I've got to start studying something. I need something. Somebody send me something. Cam was telling me about like a trivia podcast I can listen to. That might help me be smarter.
Read.
Read. You gotta read. Yeah, but do I read like nonfiction stuff or? We got. What's the closest planet to the sun? Mars?
Mercury.
Mercury. Wait, is Mars next?
No. Mars is 4th. Mercury, Venus.
Hold on, I'm doing this. I'm seeing if I can name all 9 planets anymore.
Well, what are you typing?
The planets down. I won't be able to do it unless I can type them out.
All right.
Thanks for Mercury. Might have forgotten that one. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Pluto, Jupiter, Uranus.
Uranus.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Pluto still count for There's either eight, right? I mean, there's either eight or nine.
There's nine with the two Pluto, you haven't
it's nine.
Okay, well, I'll put Pluto on there just so there's no discrepancy. So Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Pluto, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto.
I think it's just Uranus.
Oh, Saturn. Shout out to wrestling.
And there's, one more.
Oh, there's still one more?
Yeah, there's one more.
Damn.
Missing one
more. It actually counts as a planet.
Oh, man. Shout out to wrestling, though, WCW. The guy named Saturn. He had the Rings of Saturn move. So we got Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Pluto, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto, Saturn.
Saturn had the biggest rings.
Got Mercury.
I always thought Jupiter was cooler.
Neptune.
There you go.
Shout out to Pharrell.
Neptune.
Shout out to Pharrell and the Neptunes. Okay. Not that dumb.
Can you put them in order?
I was going to say, I don't really think I can put them in order. Like, you already gave me Mercury and Venus, so, like, you gave me Mercury, Venus. I know Earth is third. Shout out to Joseph Gordon-Levitt, third rock from the sun.
Yeah, right, right.
Mars, you said, was fourth, but outside. Pluto's last.
Pluto's last. Saturn is after Mars. It must be Neptune, then.
I couldn't put them in order.
Jupiter.
Isn't there some type of...
Yeah, there's...
Is it anagram? Is that what they're called? Anagram? Some type of anagram?
Yeah.
I knew Jupiter and Saturn were next to each other, but so...
Mother May
Jupiter
I?
Jupiter
no,
comes first.
Jupiter, Saturn,
my dear Aunt
Uranus,
Sally,
Neptune,
no.
Pluto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roy G. Biv? No.
Red, orange, yellow, violet?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the rainbow.
That's the number of the color of the rainbow.
And then there is a PEMDAS or whatever. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the math stuff. Order of operations.
Yeah.
There's a tons. It depends on like where you went to school and stuff. Everybody had different ones.
But is there one for the planets or no?
Yeah, but
you don't know
everybody
what it is.
Has different ones. So
what's
like,
yours?
I don't remember mine.
Okay.
I just know the order.
Ours was please execute my dumbass sister.
Mother versus...
I don't think that works.
Yeah, it does. Please execute my... Yeah. Yeah. That one does work. PEMDAS.
Dumbass is one word.
Oh, though. you're talking about the math thing. I thought you were talking about the planet order thing.
No, I'm not talking about a dumbass. I'm talking about my dumbass sister. As in, my sister is a donkey.
Does that mean you're a donkey too?
I'm a mule. I got half horse.
Classic.
I got a Clydesdale in me.
We'll talk some South Carolina, Tennessee coming up next. I'm really glad I got all nine of those planets. I would have felt such like an idiot. Shout out to me. Just when I think my brain is getting a little too smooth, it reminds me, no, wait, we're good up here. You just have to stop and think. If you've had the knowledge before, you can keep the knowledge. For the most part. You know, the rock stuff, I never knew. So it's not like I forgot, I just didn't know because I don't care. Because I was born in 1990.
Hey, you needed a little help with the planets.
Well, I had to remember things like Perry Saturn, the wrestler. And
I had to give you two.
No, I would have gotten those planets. I just wouldn't have got them in order.
Guess we'll never know.
No, I got nine of nine. Feels good. Even got the extra one, Pluto. Really eight of eight, but feels good. So I start getting worried that I'm getting dumb.
Couldn't do them in order, though.
You didn't either.
I know. I didn't.
I never could do them in order.
I'm not over here claiming to have the big brain.
I never could do them in order. I never could. We need to start doing a weekly quiz on the show or something, like a Sporkle or some type
I'd love to.
Some type of elementary thing, just a refresher.
Yeah, I'll put you down.
I didn't mean like in a competition way.
I love competitions. We should compete.
We could give you both like a Sporkle quiz and you'd be doing it at the same time and whenever you finish this
Let's
first,
do one.
Or, what are we supposed to do on the radio while
the most
other one's
done?
What are we supposed to do on the radio while the other one's doing it? Oh, so we can't be talking about the answer because we'll be competing.
We just do it after the show, maybe.
Might be time for another spelling bee. We're 1-1, I guess, on those.
I like a good healthy competition.
Or just like some super basic trivia. We could do that, something like that. And
okay, yeah.
Ask us some.
Yeah.
Not today. We don't have time today. We got Power and Glove songs and do South Carolina, Tennessee.
Got a heavy schedule today.
Yeah. Yeah. Big game against Cox coming up. Got to talk about it.
Yeah.
We got Power and Glove songs. We're booked. We're booked. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Picking up.
Gotta admit, Cameron, as I'm starting to get my power rankings ready for best love songs, this is gonna be impossible. We can't power rank best love songs. You know how many love songs there are?
There are a lot, yeah.
We can't do that. It's impossible.
Of course it's possible.
It's gonna be tough.
I'm looking at a list right here, the 51 greatest love songs ever, ranked.
Then that's not your list.
It's not your list. You're just going to copy all of the top five?
No, but it puts them in my head. I got to at least get a, you know.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm looking at a list, too, and I'm already mad at it because, like, I'm looking at Billboard. I don't know if this is just, like, the way they've done on the chart or whatever, but they got I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston at number five. Like five.
That's a pretty damn good song.
But it's not a love song.
Of course it is.
No, it's a breakup
song. It's got the word love in the...
It's a breakup song.
Oh, you're going to get specific. What do you...
It's not a love song. It's a breakup song.
It's about love. Breaking up.
It's about breaking up. It's about ending love.
That's part of love.
When I don't want to listen to love songs, I don't want to listen to a song about breaking up.
That's part of love. That's the end of love.
That's not what you celebrate on Valentine's Day. You're not celebrating the end of love on Valentine's Day.
So we just have to keep the songs to just current love.
I feel like that's a breakup song. That should be on the top breakup song list, not a top of love song. Cam, you agree or disagree?
Do you think it's more of a breakup song?
Okay.
And I...
We'll always love you. Yeah, it's about breaking up.
It says, I'll always love you.
Yes,
is the title,
but
though.
It's about breaking up. It's about going your separate ways.
Oh,
many people don't
God.
Know that. Many people fail to listen. They just hear the lyrics.
Oh, my
they hear the chorus, and they think it's about eternal love. It's not. It's about breaking up.
Okay, then. Well, we'll try to keep it to just current love that is currently happening.
Am I wrong here?
I guess not. You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
That's a great song. That's not a breakup song.
You're still the one I want.
Yeah, that's a great song. Great song. Cam, what's your level interest of this weekend's opponent, South Carolina? Tennessee needs it. Tennessee riding a streak where they're playing pretty good basketball. What's your interest level?
Oh, I'm out on this team.
You're out?
I've been out for like 3 weeks.
So you're not back in?
Nope. I don't have faith in them down the stretch, so I'm out.
Will a win on Saturday do anything to bring you back, or no?
They'd have to win a couple in a row. They'd have to beat, like,
so if they beat,
not South Carolina.
If they beat South Carolina and Vandy back-to-back, you're not back in for the Auburn game when we'll be live at Hops and Hollers for live voluntary reaction?
I'd be back in then.
Okay.
Yeah, if they're looking good, like, it's not just sloppy wins. If they're looking like, you know, a respectable team going into Auburn, I'll have interest in the Auburn game for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be their chance to, you know, that'll be their shot. So.
Cody, where are you at on this weekend? Tennessee, South Carolina.
Well, I'm back in after the Arkansas game. They pulled me right back. Seems to be every other, like, you know, it's like start of the week I'm not in, and then by the end of the week they pull me in.
Should we do breakup songs instead? Should we just go breakup songs?
That's kind of negative. Well, now I'm making my list for just love songs. You gonna do both? That's a lot.
It's a lot of songs.
Yeah. Do I have to do eight or can I just do five?
You don't always do your MySpace top eight. On Power Rankings, you do five. It's just for
right.
The,
that's what I
ranking
that's
teams.
That's what I thought.
Just when we're ranking teams.
That's what I thought.
NFL.
But the other day,
the
you made me do eight.
NFL, XFL. That's it. Your football rankings have to have a MySpace top eight. Cam does Cam's six pack. Cam's cool six pack of Miller
Lite. I've never heard Cam do that.
He did a six pack of XFL last Friday.
It's the first time, I guess.
Well, that's the first time Cam's done his six pack. It's the first time he's been included in Power Rankings.
Well, he needs to be included more often.
Well, Cam, if you want to get a six pack of songs together,
it's just five. I thought we're just doing five now.
That's true.
I don't. There are a lot of love songs out there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
going
to be hard to narrow down.
It's going
to
be tough. Can we do breakup songs instead?
I think we just got to do our favorites.
I think we should just do breakup songs.
Oh, then I got to restructure my list if we do breakup.
Well,
songs.
That's why I'm giving you a warning.
Well, where am I going to
you vote
find
love,
the time?
I vote breakup. How about you do love, I do breakup, and Cam, you do
making love.
Love making?
Yeah.
Would that be better?
Yeah.
Less overlap here?
Yeah, it's probably. There won't be a lot of overlap with mine anyway. You won't.
Okay,
know.
You do love songs. No, I want to do love songs. I want to do what you're doing.
Well, do what I'm doing.
But breakup songs deserve some credit, too.
Why don't we do both?
You said that would be too hard.
It wouldn't be too much, would it, to do both?
South Carolina's really bad on offense.
Are they?
They're just not good at shooting. Tennessee should be allowed to, Tennessee should be able to keep this a low-scoring game. Like, South Carolina's been playing better, but they're still not a very good team on offense. They shoot a lot of long twos. They don't get a lot of layups. 76% of their shots come away from the rim, which is a, you know, a really low number. That's a good thing for Tennessee, you know, who has struggled. That makes me think this isn't going to be a big Uroš game. This would be a similar type of lineup I think you had against. Who do we just play on Tuesday?
Arkansas.
Yeah, where they didn't have a player over 6'8". Like, you might be able to get by with the Jalen Johnson lineup at power forward, or you know, I guess play Pons at power forward and Jalen at the three. Like, you don't have to have two bigs out there. They take a lot of mid-range jumpers, which isn't a good shot in today's basketball. So Tennessee should be able to, you know, keep this team relatively low scoring. They're not good at shooting three. They shoot sub 32%. They do have a pretty good shooter, though, in Bolden. Bolden's pretty good. But outside of that, the rest of the team, not very good. Why they've been playing better basketball, though, is their defense. South Carolina's defense is a top 10-ish defense over their last 10 games. They are, I believe, 11th in the country. So they're playing at a very high level. They held Arkansas under a point possession. They held Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Georgia, and us, the first time we played, 2.8 points per possession or lower. So, I mean, that is a pretty good defense they're playing. And right now, teams aren't shooting very well from three against them. Over the last 10 games, again, this is when they started playing better, teams are shooting less than 25% from three. So their defense is keeping them in the game. This is going to be another one of those slugfest games. The pace might get high, so you're able to score points. Like, Arkansas was able to score 77 points against them, but it just took a lot of possessions to do it. Like, it took a lot of a high-paced game to do. However, Tennessee's been getting lucky the last couple of games in terms of drawing a lot of fouls. This is another opponent. South Carolina fouls a lot. There are 353 teams in college basketball, Cody. South Carolina fouls more than 350 of them.
So
they are 351st out of 353 when it comes to foul rate.
So this is going to be one of those slow games.
Yep.
One of those.
It's going to be ugly, and hopefully Tennessee doesn't get screwed by the home whistle. Hopefully a team that has shown you they're going to foul a lot, hopefully the refs are ready for it and call the fouls, and Tennessee can get some cheap points from the free throw line.
It's going to be one of those games that drags out, and it'll be a dirty kind of game, I imagine. Ugly kind of game.
Precisely.
Like the first one.
Precisely. The first one was abysmal. Tennessee is going to get open looks at three. South Carolina has been lucky that they haven't been hitting them. Tennessee needs to hit whatever open looks they have from three. They're going to have to hit them to win this game, in my opinion. Unless South Carolina just gives you a whole bunch of fouls. Going to be a fun game. I expect that line to come out where South Carolina is going to be a 2 or 3 point favorite. South Carolina is a slight favorite on ESPN's Basketball Power Index.
South Carolina's favorite in the game.
Yeah, the official line hasn't come out yet, but they'll be a 2.5, 3.5 point favorite, somewhere between there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game that Tennessee's supposed to lose, but it's still one that I'm looking at as a coin flip. We'll power rank a whole bunch of love songs and breakup songs, maybe. Who knows? Coming up next, let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
245 Tech is a
rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
Mighty Morphin Power.
Rankings.
This is going to be so tough to figure this out, but let's go power ranking. Cody, what are you power ranking? Love songs?
Yeah, I've got love songs and breakup songs.
Okay.
But I can just do love songs or whatever.
Okay, do what you got to do.
I don't know how this
we'll figure it out. It's going to be tough. I got like two lists going too. We gave Cam the easy one. Here we are for my best love. We'll figure it out. Go.
All right, best love songs for me. Please remember this is my list.
Be such a bad list.
No, some of them are actually you will appreciate a couple of them, but mostly it's just my personal list, my songs. But you will find a few of them on the top love song lists. Number 5, Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. You know, you familiar with that one? Recorded
no,
in Muscle Shoals.
Never heard it.
Recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Never heard it. Yeah, I've heard When a Man Loves a Woman. When a Man Loves a Woman.
Can you bellow it out like Percy?
Not like Percy.
When a man
I can belt it out, but not like Percy.
You know, Percy was singing in a field.
We've heard the
story. In Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
We're familiar with it.
And they just happened to find him. He was just a local guy there, and they brought him in the studio, and he put out that. He put that out. So Percy Sledge gets my number 5. Number 4, Eric Clapton, Wonderful Tonight. Familiar with that one? Look wonderful tonight.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Number 3, Make You Feel My Love. I'm sure you know that one.
Which version?
I'll go Adele.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan wrote it, but Bob Dylan, you know, he wrote everything.
Garth had a version to it, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Adele's is better.
Yeah. I'll go, it's hard to pick Bob over Adele. So, although there's something to be said for the original, Bob did his thing, but you know, I didn't even know Garth did one, but that's how
I think it was for the
was,
might have been for a movie, Hope Floats, I think, with Sandra Bullock. Oh. I think was when he did it.
Yeah, pretty irrelevant, I guess. But Adele, she made it very pretty. So, Make You Feel My Love, number 3. Number 2.
I always thought it was I'll Go Crawling Down the Aisle to You, not Avenue. When I was a kid, I always sang it I'll Go Crawling Down the Aisle to You. Yeah, I thought it was Aisle to You.
If you listen to Bob's version, it's
clearly
Avenue.
Avenue. With Garth's version, it sounded like Aisle to You. With Adele's version, it also sounded like Avenue. Yeah. So,
Bob's is more clear because Bob can hardly sing. Okay. So you can really tell what the words are. Number 2, Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. Couldn't Drag Me Away. It's a beautiful song. It's the one beautiful song they ever did. It was all nasty sex and rock and roll. But the one beauty, Wild Horses, very beautiful song. Number 1, Elton John, Your Song. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, so beautiful, so well written. Shout out Bernie Taupin.
Okay. I'll run through my list real quick. 5, right. Shania Twain, You're Still the One, great song.
Yeah.
You're Still the One, great song. It narrowly edged out, I really like the Randy Travis Forever and Ever, Amen. My love is deeper than the holler. But I gave the edge to Shania Twain.
I didn't even have any country songs.
To me, number 4, I went with also To Make You Feel My Love. Number 3, I went with If We Were Vampires. Are you familiar with that song? Jason Isbell?
No.
That one gets me. It's basically just about life ending, but cherishing the moments you have with your lover because, you know, the fact that you're dying makes life worth living and makes love mean something. It says basically the idea of the song is if we were vampires, we wouldn't have to appreciate and hold each other's hands because we're going to be here forever. Okay. But we're not. Therefore, we must appreciate the times we have with each other. Number 2 for me, Endless Love. Sure, maybe I think about Happy Gilmore when I hear it and him in there playing ice hockey with the publicist from the tour, but it's a great song. Endless Love. Number 1, my favorite love song of all time, Al Green, Let's Stay Together.
Classic.
That's my favorite.
That one made a lot of the lists.
Did it?
That
was my number 1.
That's good.
Number 1, Let's Stay Together.
I like it.
Loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Number 1.
Shout out Al Green.
Yeah. You got breakup songs? Should we go to Cam
Sex songs? I got
some
breakup songs.
Should we go to Cam Sex songs? Let's save Cam Sex songs.
Okay. I'll go breakup. I'll just run through mine.
Yeah, run through the breakup songs.
Heartless by Kanye, my number 5 breakup song.
Okay.
My number 4 breakup song, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Pretty good.
Titanic.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. Number 3, I got a combo.
Okay.
Go Your Own Way and Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. Because Go Your Own Way was Lindsey Buckingham. Stevie Nicks came back with Silver Springs. It was her response to Go Your Own Way.
Okay.
She said, you want to go your own way,
then
Lindsey
go.
Buckingham?
Then go.
Then I'll follow you down till the sound of my voice will haunt you.
Oh.
Silver Springs. Man. Beautiful Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah.
Number 2. Whew, man. Number one is great, but number two is maybe the best country song ever written. I'm kind of struck. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to say number two, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Number two.
Got to go with, this is your list, whatever, but I feel like Dolly's is better as the better breakup song, though. If we're going strictly breakup songs, don't get me wrong, Whitney did it better. She did it better. But Dolly sounds much more vulnerable and much more heartbroken in the song.
I won't let you bait me into disparaging Dolly Parton.
You know, I just said Whitney's version was better, but I feel like Dolly's was more heartbreaking. When you hear Dolly's version, it sounds much more like a breakup song.
Yeah, but you can hear the vulnerability. In the ear, though, Whitney Houston.
I mean, I know Whitney's a better singer. Whitney's powerful. Whitney's the GOAT. I get that. I'm just saying Dolly seems more vulnerable. She's on the verge of tears when she's singing. If I... You can just hear she's sad.
She's
Jolene
beautiful.
Has
she's
took
great.
Her man. Jolene has took her man. She wrote Jolene. And I Will Always Love You and back to like the same day.
Well, you do Dolly's version.
I'm okay.
I'll do Whitney's version.
Fair enough.
Whitney number two. But that was when I first did it, that was my number one.
Okay.
I'm going with George Jones, number one. You want to talk about a breakup song? You want to talk about a sad one? He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Yeah. Whew. Familiar with that song, Cam?
Oh, my God.
You familiar with He Stopped Loving Her Today? We need to have a new segment where we put Cam up on country music.
Some old country songs?
Yeah.
I mean, that's maybe the greatest country song ever.
He Stopped Loving Her Today. Do you know why he stopped loving her today?
I do not.
Because he died.
He did. He died.
He's dead. So now he could officially, this time he's over her for good. He had finally moved on.
He stopped loving her.
He'd been missing her his whole life. There was a letter by the bed. She had written him a long time ago.
1963.
He had went by and underlined every I love you. Yeah, like it was. He lived his whole life regretting losing his woman. So
that one gives me chills just thinking about.
Yeah.
That's my number one.
Because now that's a pretty good one.
I'm now comfortable putting
that. Is
that
a breakup song, though?
I mean,
they were together. It's a sad song. No, I mean, you're right in that.
I mean, it's not Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
I had a tough time leaving Since You've Been Gone off my list. I almost put it on there.
It resulted from a breakup.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just a great song.
It's a great sad song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those that makes you really want to drink whiskey and sit in a room by yourself crying.
And that's kind of what a breakup leads to.
Yeah.
So I think it's a breakup song.
Been there, bro. Pretty good. Pretty good list. I'll run through mine. Number five, I had this is mostly my list, but also, I mean, these are great, but I don't think this one will get the credit for being an all-time great, but NSYNC's Gone. Love NSYNC's Gone. It was really the launch of Justin Timberlake's solo career. It was supposed to be him and Michael Jackson, but he wasn't ready to make the move yet. I think if he had done it with Michael Jackson, this might be on the all-time list. But he's like, you know what? I'm not ready to leave yet. How about you, Michael Jackson? You come duet with NSYNC. And Michael's like, no, I'm not doing it with them. Just you, Justin. So Instead of having Michael Jackson on the backup vocals, he got stuck with Lance Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick and J.C. Chavez, and it didn't go as well. But it's an all-time great song, in my opinion. Number four for me, R.I.P., Love the Queen, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
Yeah,
I think that one is one maybe more so meant for the women, but we've all been there, right, where we started starting a relationship with someone new. We're there. We're all in. But turns out you were just the rebound for them. He goes back to his lover, and you just fade back to black. He's like, hey, I love you. Oh, wait, actually, going back to my old girl, going back to my old relationship, and you just have to fade to the background. And who knows? Maybe next time you break up, they'll come back around. I don't know, but you can't trust it. That's a great breakup song. Number three for me, you oughta know. Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know. That's a powerful breakup song. You said Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. It's great. Don't get me wrong, but if I want fierce, I don't need you type of thing, I'm putting on Alanis, You Oughta Know, where she talks about giving Joey Gladstone oral sex in the movie theater. But then she's like, I did all this for you. Does this new girl do it for you? I don't know. Yeah. Number two, Nothing Compares to You, Prince.
Sinead O'Connor.
Or Sinead O'Connor. I like Prince's version better. No, that one doesn't do it for you?
Yeah.
Nothing Compares to You doesn't do it for you.
Not for me, but it's your list.
You're damn right it's my list.
I know.
So don't sit there and make your stupid little faces.
I'm not doing it.
I Will Always Love You, the Dolly version, which I'm acknowledging fully that Whitney's version is superior. It's a better song, but Dolly's on the verge of tears when she's singing that song. She's on the verge of tears. You can hear the vulnerability in her voice. Cam, you ever heard it?
I have not. Actually.
You heard Whitney's version, I assume? You got to hear Dolly's version. Okay. She sounds way more vulnerable. She sounds like a woman that has actually lost her man. Whitney's more singing like, eh, this is the Kevin Costner and the Bodyguard. Who cares? She wasn't believing it.
Agree to disagree.
Number one, Dolly, I will always love you. Cam, let's switch gears to love making.
All right, let's make some love. So starting number five, let's get it on. Marvin Gaye. It's a classic. Got to have that one on the list. You can't leave that one off.
At number five, wow.
I'll put it number five.
Got to be honest, not on my playlist.
Yeah? You got to have some Marvin Gaye on there.
It's a little too on the nose for me.
That's why it's on my playlist.
Okay. A little too old for you, huh?
No, not old. On my playlist, one of the second song on my playlist, I got Al Green, Lay It Down. That's a better one for me. Lay It Down. That one's better.
Yeah, nothing written before 1990. We get it.
I just said Al Green, Lay It Down.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get it on. That's my number five. Number four, I have Or Nah by The Weeknd. That one's very, very straightforward. Very vulgar, but it gets the point across. And it's got a nice, The Weeknd.
I've never liked The Weeknd.
Yeah, it works.
I got soured on him pretty quickly.
Mm. And I'm not a huge fan, but that song.
Like my sister was in high school and she had it like on her playlist. I'm like, what are you doing listening to this? This is vulgar.
Marvin Gaye was big horny, wasn't he? Sexual Healing. That's another one.
Yeah, no, you gotta have Marvin Gaye on your playlist.
Yeah.
All right, number three, I have Climax by Usher.
Okay.
That was pretty
straightforward as well.
These are all pretty straightforward.
Got a feeling I know what that one's about.
Number two, I have Lotus Flower Bomb by Wale.
Okay.
I really like that song.
You getting down to Wale?
Yeah.
You want to listen to Wale when
you're
getting
down? And Miguel on the
chorus. Miguel's great.
That's
okay.
And then number one, I have Between the Sheets by the Isley Brothers. That's like the perfect song for
Yeah, that one's on my list as I'm looking at my list right now.
Gotta have that one, but that's my list.
I just gotta say a glaring omission. Muddy Waters, I just want to make love to you. I mean, a glaring omission there.
No respect for Jamie Foxx, huh? Jamie Foxx has got some.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, I feel like you should put him over The Weeknd and Usher. Just saying.
I always have some Usher.
I looked up greatest sex songs of all time, and there are some really interesting things here.
I bet.
There are some pretty graphic songs, actually.
Yeah, a lot of them are really straightforward. They get
George Michael, 1987, maybe the most straightforward. I Want Your Sex. That's the name of the song. Hot in Here, Nelly?
Nah, it doesn't make me think of
no?
that.
No? Yeah. Okay.
No,
it's more like a dancing.
No, Nine Inch Nails Animal. You ever heard that one?
Yeah. I have heard that one. Yeah.
Okay. Good list. We'll take you into the weekend with some Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling coming up next. Stick with us. Last Call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up and enjoy a bottle this weekend. He Stopped Loving Her. Such a sad song.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a classic, though.
It's one that'll get you.
It will get you every time.
It's one that'll get you.
It certainly will.
I still don't know if I consider it a breakup song or not, but... Yeah. It's a sad song you listen to when you're sad about love, so I'll give it to you.
I think it leads from a breakup.
Yeah.
So.
It's really powerful. We'll go out and we'll play some sad country songs for Cam after the show. Let's play some Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling. You want to go first or second?
First, I guess.
Go for it.
I've got a real-life Clayton Bigsby.
Okay.
A black man.
Do you think our audience all knows who Clayton Bigsby is?
Dave Chappelle character, the black white supremacist.
Yeah. He was blind.
He was blind, so
didn't
we didn't know
he was black.
Right.
Hated black people.
One of the classic Chappelle bits.
Yeah. Probably the first classic one. Wasn't Clayton Bigsby from the first episode?
Yeah, it was super early.
I think
it was
from the first or second. I'm pretty sure it was the first, but it might have been the second episode. Anyways, go ahead. We got a real life version of that.
Yeah. A black man seen wearing a Ku Klux Klan robe and hood at a Virginia shopping center Tuesday told sheriff's deputies he was performing a social experiment, according to authorities. Apparently, the police were called to a Target store at the Stafford Marketplace around 2:30 to investigate reports of someone wearing the costume, just out in public, wearing the costume. Deputies found the man in the robe, identified him as a black man, and determined he did not live in the area. According to authorities, they warned him about wearing a mask in public, and he left the scene. Virginia law prohibits wearing masks with the intent to conceal identity in public. I didn't know that. You can't wear a mask out in public?
Yeah, most places, like ski masks for sure are illegal.
Like in public, like on the street, or public when you go... obviously you can't wear a ski mask into a bank or a mask
or
into places like that.
Yeah,
what
like,
if you're just making a withdrawal?
But can you wear it on the street, I guess is what I'm asking. Can you wear a ski mask on the street?
Technically, I think you're not supposed to be able to.
So you're really only supposed to wear a ski mask?
Growing up.
You're only supposed to wear a ski mask while you're skiing, I guess?
Yeah,
or like
much.
Working outside or something?
Yeah.
What if you just wear a ski mask into a bank and just stand there?
They'll probably call the cops on you.
You make no demands.
You're just sitting there.
You just walk in. How's everybody doing?
Hey, what? What do you want? I'm trying to get a sucker.
I'm looking to open a savings account. Just walk in. Like I
need
mean,
to make a withdrawal.
Yeah.
I know my account number.
Yeah. I didn't know it's illegal to wear a ski mask in public. I mean, I know if you work in a bank, you're probably like, that's probably not a good sign, but, you know.
Some places you can't even wear a hood.
Just tell them your face is cold.
Can't wear a hoodie like walking on the street.
Really?
Some places.
That's wild. But anyway, this guy said he was trying to perform a social experiment. I guess he just wanted to see who would come up and be like, yeah, buddy. You know, see who would agree with him. So, anyway, I don't know that he got in trouble. I think he maybe just had to take the robe off.
I'm sure they give you a warning first, or no?
I think that's what happened here.
Yeah, he just got like a warning.
Yeah, they warned him about wearing a mask in public.
Like, hey, take that off, you're going to jail.
And he left the scene. So it wasn't.
So then he fled.
It wasn't.
He fled
really
off
big
the
deal.
Scene after that?
No, he didn't flee. I think he just. It wasn't that big of a deal. They just said, hey, you can't do that. And he said, okay.
Donald Trump fascinated with this type of animal. Have you seen this story?
No.
Apparently, according to a new book, Donald Trump was obsessed with the badgers as he kept asking, are they mean? Like, what do they do? Tell me about the badgers. Like, what do they do? The author details Trump's preoccupation in their new book, Sinking in the Swamp, along with detailing the let's get our hand not away from the non-political stuff.
It's hard to do.
Over two pages, the authors would explain that Trump would interrogate his former chief of staff about the black, white, and gray creatures. Are they mean to people? Trump reportedly asked. People thinking of badgers' very long claws, which they use to dig in the burrows. He says, are they mean to people or are they friendly creatures? He wanted to know how they, quote, worked and if they had a personality or were boring, how the critters function and behave, what kind of food they like. He was just really curious. Maybe we should do badgers on the next Animal Kingdom and tag Trump, and we'll get to the answer of that.
Got you some info, Mr. President.
They're acting like this is embarrassing. I don't have a problem with the president wanting to know, like, what's the deal with the badgers. I don't really know what the deal with badgers are. They look mean. Are they mean?
They can be pretty aggressive.
Like, I know the honey badger seems to be kind of mean. What about just the regular badger?
They can be aggressive for sure. I wouldn't try and just, like, pet a wild one at all.
Yeah.
They do look interesting. They kind of have a very long face.
And they're in the weasel family.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Just like polecats and
mm-hmm.
ferrets.
Yep.
Otters. Are beavers? They're a different.
No, they're rodents.
Okay. I get a lot of these animals confused.
You got any other stories, or are we just going to limp to the finish line?
Oh.
I mean, we've kind of limped all day, so we can limp
we
to the finish line.
Haven't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going back to our old Friday ways.
This was the old Friday way.
I feel like we had a pretty good streak of good shows. Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
There just wasn't much sports going on. You know, we can talk about Tennessee, South Carolina, but do you really want the ins and outs of what South Carolina does on offense or defense? I don't think so.
No.
People get – I mean, I guess our only sports topic of the day was what? Me talking about the Clippers and Celtics, and people don't really like that. We gave you Zach Evans. Zach Evans, a crystal ball to Florida.
Apparently there's a legal loophole in Virginia that only married people can have sex.
Yeah, I think they're getting rid of that.
Yeah.
Alabama is apparently thinking about a bill that makes men have a vasectomy after the age of 50 or their third child.
Lincoln Jack would not be happy.
Keith Richards finally quit smoking.
Yeah,
he did. Valentine's Day, everybody.
Hey, guys. Has erectile dysfunction?